Well, okay, so yes, that is the election time frame. That is actually, that is the bylaw that I am trying to uphold, that I think we should uphold. I got the opinion of Deputy Attorney General Kim. Okay, and she said that it did, this November date does not matter, but you have to follow what your bylaws tell you to do. It doesn't matter if you didn't vote in the previous year because of exigent circumstances, but you had exigent circumstances and you didn't vote then. It says all this other stuff in the preceding year and the exigent circumstances, if you take all that away, we still are required to have a two-thirds vote to change the timeline.
Madam Chair, Joseph, the floor.
We vote.
So I will take people for and against my ruling.
Carol for the stack.
Okay.
Joseph, ruling.
Okay. Go ahead, Carol, then Joseph.
The parliamentarian just ruled that we're supposed to vote now. And I feel like there's stalling here for time to go to 9 o'clock, that we have not taken care of business, and so that the election gets canceled, because this is going to stall and stall and stall, and I object that we were supposed to vote.
But parliamentarian does not rule. Nobody has the floor but Joseph right now. Go ahead, Joseph.
Okay, we're arguing about the words in the year preceding delegate elections in this text. Clearly, in order to change the timeline, it has to be before the delegate elections. And just because it happens to say in the year preceding delegate elections, there's two ways of reading this. Well, maybe it would have been the calendar year, but the opposition to your ruling is that we can wiggle out of this rule of two-thirds across the calendar boundary, which is obviously an abuse of the spirit of the law. Clearly, the spirit of the bylaws is that before the delegate elections can happen, if the PNB is going to change it, it has to have a two-thirds vote. The use of the word year is just a manipulation. Thank you.
What is the privilege, Madam Chair?
What?
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Yes, Madam Chair. Can you ask the member, Director Carol Travis, not to disparage the director and assigning, intentions to director just to delay exactly what she said? And other time, please, can you call this member to order and tell her that she doesn't have a crystal ball,
right?
Obviously, and she cannot talk like that about us, that we are trying to hold just by laws.
Madam Chair, point of order.
We're in the middle of a point of order. I'm not taking any more points of order until we finish this point of order.
You might want to take this one.
I'm not taking any more points of order until we finish.
Can you answer,
one.
Madam Chair?
Point of personal privilege is well taken. I'm included in that disparaging remark, and I'm not trying to stall. I'm trying to uphold the bylaws.
I apologize.
Is there anyone else to speak to my ruling?
Bill.
Okay, if not, Bill, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, I think it's really clear that the bylaws were way out of our compliance because we didn't do this last year.
We just lost you, Bill.
Well, is that better?
Your volume is
okay.
Low.
We just need to start over and get the timeline, get going as soon as possible. And the two-thirds vote only applies if we did it last year. I just think that's incorrect reading of it. And I'm sure that the Attorney General must have indicated we just need to get going and get the elections going, even if we're late. I think that's what the intention
was. No, she said you had to vote. Yeah. You said you had to vote on the timeline.
We don't need a two-thirds vote. We just need to get a timeline established.
You said you had to follow the bylaws.
Expediency.
Jan Goodman.
I mean,
the reason I do get to make final comment.
The reason it's two-thirds in the bylaws is an important point. And I think that's the main important point of that paragraph. They want to have two-thirds vote to go forward with the election or not. Okay, let's go to a vote on my ruling. My ruling is that we have to have a two-thirds vote on this, on the main motion, whatever it ends up being, on the timeline.
Take the vote.
And I would like this in the record, according to our bylaws.
Take the vote. Recorded vote. Madam Chair, request a recorded vote.
Bill, we can't.
It always is recorded. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh. I think Bill
is messy. Bill.
I think we lost Bill. Let's see here.
He's not.
He dropped off.
Oh.
Madam Chair, can you take the vote yourself, please?
Or I can take it.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm back. Can you hear
me? Okay, go ahead, Bill. Take the vote,
okay,
please.
Grace Aaron? Can you hear me?
Point of information. It's we
yes,
vote challenge the ruling of the chair. We vote yes if we're we're in favor of not agreeing with the chair. Is that right?
Right. Well, if you challenge the ruling of the chair, you vote against it. So you don't want to uphold the ruling of the chair. So you would vote no.
I think
okay,
the motion.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah. So you vote. So is the motion we challenge the chair or hold the
ruling? I made a ruling, okay, that we require. It was an answer to Catherine's question.
Right.
I was explaining that it would be two thirds because that's what it is in the bylaws. And Grace asked me if I was making a ruling on it, and I said, "Well, that's what it says in the bylaws," And she says, well, she challenged that it's in the bylaws.
She challenged the chair.
She challenged that's what it says in the bylaws. I said what it says in the bylaws. So my ruling says that the bylaws say it requires, this motion requires a two-thirds vote, the main motion.
I understand.
That's my ruling. If you don't want to...
Wait,
please stop interrupting me. If you don't want to uphold my ruling, vote no. If you do want to uphold my ruling, vote yes.
Madam Chair, Joseph, point of order.
Yes, Joseph.
All challenges to a chair's ruling require a majority vote to overturn the chair's ruling, which means
right. There
has to be more votes against the chair. And when you said it the way you said it, it sounds like a majority to support you. It's actually the majority to oppose you. Just want to be clear. Thank you.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah. If you do not want to uphold my ruling, vote no.
Okay, ready for the vote?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Grace? Can you hear me? Can't hear me. Let me call back on a different line.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you. Grace,
oh, you hear me? Okay.
Grace is somehow muted.
Yeah,
there you go, Grace.
We're voting.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Grace. Go ahead.
Okay, I vote no. I oppose the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander's not here. Adriana Casanave?
I vote yes for the minority.
Adriana votes yes. Chris Corey?
Against.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
I support the chair.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz is not here. Jan Goodman?
Yes. I mean, no, no.
Jan votes no. Okay, William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Pass. Tony Leon's excused. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
She's not on the call. Oh, you're here?
Yes.
Afia votes yes. Okay. And let me record you as being here late. I see. Okay, Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Alex Steinberg? Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis?
I oppose the ruling of repair.
Okay, so Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees? Was that a no? Or real weak? Votes no. Okay, Muscular Washington?
Yes.
Muscular votes yes. Going back, let's see, Jonathan's not here. Benito's not here. Ken Laufer, you passed.
I vote no.
Ken votes no. Tony's not here. Alex Randall's not here. Alex Steinberg, we can hear you. Joe can't hear you, Alex. Okay, let me count. Six yes. Ten no to support the ruling of the chair. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. So that would be seven yes and ten no.
All right. So the ruling of the chair has not been upheld. All right.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can you read again? I have seven no's and seven yes. Can you tell me which are the tens?
No.
Okay,
seven.
I thought you said seven to ten.
Seven to ten.
Seven yes to sustain the chair, ten no to not sustain the chair.
Name, please.
Okay. So,
you want me to give you all the names, or just the yeses, or just the noes, or?
Who's that?
This is Bill. Do you want me to read the names of everybody, or just the yeses?
Who asked for the names?
I did. The names of the yeses.
Okay.
Who's
on? We just heard them. They were just called, and they just said that. It's already in the record.
Hello?
Aren't you? You're not being heard. We can't hear your vote.
It's only 16 people on the line.
We recorded you as a yes, Dwayne.
But he could hear you.
Really?
Yes.
I recorded you as a yes.
No. Get in there.
I didn't say no. I said no twice.
Well, say it again.
Well, okay. But the vote
has already been announced, but But okay. We hear you now, Alex, but not earlier.
They were on my Apple ID.
Nina, can you take this somewhere else? It's very loud, and I'm...
He must be muting himself on and off. Okay.
Madam Chair, will you take my point of order now?
Aren't we supposed to go to a vote now?
Okay, so... No, all right, please. We already... So my ruling has not been upheld. We just had a roll call vote where all the people were called by name and their yeses and nos were announced by themselves. Mr. Tatum, is this something different that Dwayne is asking for, that we need to do this again, or is what we've already done satisfy his request?
Madam Chair, I haven't asked.
I'm not speaking to you right at the moment, Dwayne. I heard your question. I asked the parliamentarian to give me his opinion.
Not my intent. On the order I'm asking.
You asked for the names.
No, ma'am. I previously asked for a point of order, and you said you were not taking any, although you did take one after.
I never took any more points of order. We're in the middle of the point of order right now, trying to finish the vote.
Finish the vote. I thought we would finish the vote, and then I asked you if, in fact, I could bring my point of order forward. You haven't heard it yet.
Oh, no. Okay. What is your point of order?
My point of order and further appeal to the parliamentarian for response is that according to the California Code, which is Code Number Title 16, Section 5000, the parliamentarian rules of order are intended to provide for the orderly conduct a board meeting, an appropriate parliamentary authority in those procedural matters not covered by the Constitution, statutes, or regulations. I believe has been out of order was the ruling in the first place, the challenge in the first place was out of order because we have already got or received a ruling from a duly certified and hired organization parliamentarian already ruled.
That's not a point of order. That's not a rule that's being broken right now.
It is a rule being broken. You're breaking the California Code. You did not listen to the parliamentarian when he ruled.
He does not rule. He makes an opinion. Mr. Tatum, would you please explain to Dwayne?
I will explain to the whole board something that I've said many times before, and that is the board has elected a chair, Nancy Sorden, and one of the main duties of the chair is to make rulings. And a parliamentarian never makes rulings for a board, never. Even if the parliamentarian is chairing the meeting, the parliamentarian would not be authorized to make rulings. If the president is in that meeting that the parliamentarian is chairing, the parliamentarian would have to refer to the chair to make a ruling. If the chair was not at the meeting, the vice chair would have to make the rulings instead of the chair. But may I emphasize that what the parliamentarian says is only an opinion and only an interpretation, and it would be unethical for a person who is a non-member of an organization to make a ruling for that organization, and furthermore, that is the chair's duty. Thank you.
And this thing you brought up about a half an hour ago, and you never made the point of order then, so I'm not taking it now. Okay, so now we're going to go to a vote on the substitute motion that Adriana put forward. on Carol's motion, which was...
Can I read it again? No, you can't read it again.
Adriana, I have the floor. Adriana, I didn't give you the floor. I'm going to restate your motion, your substitute motion. Adriana gave the timeline that the NES gave as a substitute for the timeline that Carol gave in her motion. And that's what we're going to vote on now in this majority vote. So please take the vote, Bill.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Jonathan Alexander's not here. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
I think that was a yes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis?
I vote yes.
Joseph votes yes. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz is not here. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
I can't go along with the tyranny of the majority. I am present not voting. It should be 2/3.
Okay, not voting. Serena Jacobs?
That's my motion.
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes to the bylaw.
Okay, Dwayne votes yes. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Ken Laufer passes. Tony Leon's excused. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Afia votes yes. Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah votes no to the bylaws.
Okay, no. Steinberg?
No.
Alexander votes no. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Going back. Let's see.
William would like to change his vote.
Okay. William Heerwagen? How do you want to vote?
Yeah. Mansoor voted against the bylaws, so I have to vote for the bylaws. I'll make it yes.
Okay. William votes yes. Ken Laufer?
No.
Ken votes no. Let's see. I believe we've got everybody who's here. Except for Nancy, I'll come back. Let me count.
You have Carol Travis.
Oh, that's right. Carol, didn't hear you.
I vote no. I mean, I vote no. You can't hear me?
Okay.
I vote.
Yeah, I can now. Yeah, well, I couldn't hear you earlier, but you got no. Okay. I got changed. It's no now.
Okay.
Okay, we have six yes, and let's see. 11 no. Chair, do you wish to vote? Can't hear you, Nancy.
Somebody muted the chair.
Jonathan did it.
Probably Mansoor.
We can't hear you, Nancy.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Now
I hear you.
Okay, sorry. I think I muted myself. Sorry, I abstained.
Okay. So six yes, 11 no, one abstention.
Six yes, 11 no. That's a majority vote. So it's now seven yes, 11 no. Substitute motion failed.
Six yes and one. You abstained.
Oh right, six yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, one abstention, and substitute motion fails. Yes, 11 no's. Okay, so we're on to the main motion. We're on to Carol's motion.
Ready for me to ask for the vote?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Point of information before, Madam Chair?
Grace votes sorry. Yes.
What's your point of information?
That is Carol Travis against the National Election Supervisor and the ED, right?
This is Carol Travis's motion, which is a different timeline than the National Election Supervisor.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Adriana Kasanev, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Adriana. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I'll vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz isn't here. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Yulon's excused. Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
Pass. Okay. Alex Randall's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I got you as a yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes.
Mansoor changes his vote to yes.
Okay. Okay, Mansoor votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Let me go back. Let's see the people who are here, I think. Kent Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Afia votes no.
Adriana, are you...
Okay. Oh, yeah, Adriana, thank you. I couldn't hear you. Are you there, Adriana? Is she muted?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, not. I can hear you now.
Oh, my God. Somebody's playing again? I vote no.
Adriana votes
you
no.
You are playing.
Okay, let me count.
Madam Chair,
ten yes.
Mansoor Sabah.
And six no's.
People, please mute their phones if they're not speaking and stop insulting each other when you don't have the floor or when you do have the floor.
We have ten yes votes order. And six no votes, Madam Chair. Do you wish to vote?
All right, please call what was the vote again?
10 yes and 6 no.
Okay, I vote no.
Can you hear Ken Laufer now?
Oh, Ken. Oh, yeah, Ken.
I don't know why you couldn't hear me. Hello? Yes.
Okay, Ken votes yes.
No, it's too late. The
yes.
vote was announced.
No, it wasn't.
Well, not the final vote. So, and Nancy, how did you vote?
Wait, how many do we have voting so far?
Well, let me count again. 11 yes, 6 no's.
All right. 7 yes, 6 no's.
If
I'll vote no.
Okay, so that's 7 no's. 11 yes, 7 no's. We already decided that it would take a majority.
Instead of 2/3.
Correct.
Because you didn't, right, because you didn't uphold my ruling that said this was two-thirds. But I'm still
going to talk. We got it for the record.
Whoever's speaking is out of order. Whoever's speaking is out of order. I have the floor now.
This is Grace.
I have the floor now. Hang on a second. So I haven't announced the outcome of the vote yet. Okay, so we have 11 yes, 7 no, majority is 11, two-thirds, this would have lost. So I want to point out that by changing the bylaw, interpretation of the bylaw, this motion passes.
They put through a bylaw amendment? Mansoor would like.
Carol for the floor.
Okay, so we're going to the next item on the agenda.
How much time for that?
One second.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
1 second, please. Okay. Let me see what happened to that.
Next is the audit committee motion on the 403B audit.
Okay. Thank you. All right, that's what I was looking
Madam
for.
Madam Chair, before you start, I'm sorry, I ask for a point of personal privilege, and so did Carol Travis, and I defer to Carol Travis to go first.
I didn't ask for a point of personal privilege. I was going to move.
Oh, okay.
What's your point of personal privilege?
I just wanted to say that there are different interpretations of the bylaws that you mentioned, that we subsided the bylaws, and I would like to defer to your opinion on this part and to just say that we voted on a simple majority to move this motion forward. Thank you.
If you defer to my opinion on it, then you would have voted to support my ruling. Anyway.
Your latest, after the vote takes, you made an opinion, and I just wanted to
Madam Chairman, since Mr. Mansoor commented, I'd like to follow that comment briefly.
I'm speaking, please.
Wait, he's not done yet. Go ahead, Mansoor.
Orders.
They're personal points of privilege. Go ahead, Mansoor. Are you done? No, he's muted. You muted yourself.
Come on.
Okay, now
Can
you're
you
on.
Can you hear me? Okay, thank you.
I hear you now. Right, now you're muted again. Somebody's muting you.
it's Adriana. Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you very much. So, all I was saying that you made a personal opinion after the vote was taken, and I would like to do the same, that was your personal opinion. Thank you.
I see. Okay, thank you. All right.
Orders of the day.
Here, Joseph.
Go ahead.
This has already been ruled on by a higher legal authority than this board, by the California, and we are in violation of the no majority. No, two-thirds allows the PNB to violate.
So no,
you're breaking up, Joseph, so thank you. All right, so now the orders of the day have been called, and we go to the next item on the agenda, and that is the audit committee motion to approve the 403B retirement plan audit. So this is the same motion that I sent around by email last Friday or Saturday, that I was trying to get unanimous consent on through email so that we didn't, this was the urgent order of business that we needed to deal with tonight. We need to approve the audit of the 403B retirement plan or pension plan that the company Rena Associates did for us. Approving this audit has been recommended by the audit committee, and the motion is to approve this audit. Grace, do you have the motion in front of you by any chance? Wait, here it is right here. Where is it? It's on the agenda.
It's at the end of the agenda. Or bottom of page 2.
Yeah.
Or 3, sorry.
Madam Chair, can you read it, please?
Actually, that's the motion from the audit committee. We needed the motion that I had in the email, which is, I've got it right here. I'll have to send it. I move that the PNB votes to approve the completed 2016 audit of the 403B retirement plan that was approved by the PNB Audit Committee.
So moved.
Madam Chair, a point of information. I want some ask some question to Maxi, to the ED.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Can you hear me? Because I can barely hear you.
No, you're good. Your volume's good. Good.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, I know that we in the audit committee, we were talking about this issue, but do you have solved? Because I have one specific problem with this. We have so many different names. That was explained before. I think that William say that is so confusing. We elect a third party administrator without following the rules. We were trying to replace one member, and the member didn't want to ask to go through. I mean, you know, I believe that this part needs to be clarified, okay? Because I don't understand how we can have members of a committee. We can do it because we just saw it a few minutes ago. I mean, you know, the majority can totally throw away the bylaws. But in this case, you cannot have members of a committee, whatever that committee is, that need to be voted by the PNB, in which one of the members wasn't allowed even to run. I want that clarification from you, Mr. Jackson.
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me to clarify.
Are you talking about the administrative committee? The administrative committee didn't have anything to do with this.
I'm asking because I couldn't explain all of this when William was asking me all the different names that we have in the audit and in all the different motions. William, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I wrote an email.
Can you please ask if somebody has any clarification about that?
Could we do that?
Point.
Yeah. Could we do that by email? I don't think William said it did not affect his vote.
This is Grace with a point of personal privilege.
Yes, what's your point of personal privilege?
The point of personal privilege I have is it's quite late. 21 directors voted yes on this by email. Can we play for my sake? I'm tired. I'm sure most of us are tired. Can we please go to a vote on this?
Not without a second.
It doesn't
seconds.
Need a second. I'm sorry. It does not need a second if it comes from a committee.
That's correct.
I want the vote.
I want to discuss voting.
Thank you.
Is this going to affect your vote, Adriana? This information, are you going to change your vote to a no?
Absolutely, Madam Chair. It's not
what
clear.
Does it matter?
I mean, I see that people are playing with this, and I don't like being played.
With what? It's just a vote on this thing that everybody already approved.
Yeah, and William just said he objected and wants to debate or discuss.
Aren't we out of time?
Okay, we'll need what's the time on this item, Mansoor?
Oh, you got like 2 minutes left. So we started like 7 minutes ago, but all these points of information, they just delay things.
That's a 9 minute.
Can anyone answer her question? I don't know what she's asking. This is Maxie. I don't know what is being asked of me to clarify. Perhaps someone else on the call can clarify it for her.
Yeah. William, can you clarify?
I don't know if I can clarify exactly, but I can say that the main thrust of my email was that there's so much involvement, so many different items, so many different players that it's hard to understand. And then I did make a point at the end about what may be called the administrative committee. It has trustees on it, and they're going to make decisions on investments, so maybe they're the investment committee. And I think that's what someone may be talking about, that one member couldn't participate. I'm not aware of that. But the whole thing is very confusing, and we need to really talk about this whole pension situation and not ram through. I voted an email, yes, because I thought that it was super urgent, but then when I read it and understood it, I realized that there's a lot more that needs to happen. But in answer to Maxie's question, I think they were talking about that, what somebody would just call the administrative committee.
Okay, here's the question. All right, here's your question. Here's the question William asked. After listening to the audit committee meeting, I realize there are so many players with so many parts involved that I have little understanding of who's on first and who's playing left out. Plan sponsor, plan custodian, third-party administrator, investment committee, trustee committee, union contracts, the plan document, the auditor, legal counsel, lack of previous board approvals, the board, the trustee board, employees, 403B is calendar year, 401A is fiscal year, 401A may be voluntary, 401A audits would not qualify for limited scope audit. William, are you on the audit committee?
No, used to be the chair, but I'm not on it now.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
But I'd like to say that I think I misunderstood what was being said about voting to do with that committee, which thinks it's not a committee of the board. But I think someone was not allowed to be on it that wanted to be.
No. That's different than the audit committee. That's a completely different committee.
That
does not have anything to do with this vote. I'd like to explain because I think everybody is now confused. Right, this vote is a vote to approve the audit of the 403B pension plan. The 2016 403B pension plan audit that the pension plan auditors made. The audit committee, which no one was disallowed from, they recommended that the PNB approve.
The administrative committee I was talking about.
I know, and they don't have anything to do with this, okay, right now.
They have everything to do with
pension. No, they don't. The audit committee took the information from the auditors on the pension plan. The administrative committee hasn't even met yet. So this is all the recommendation of the audit committee.
with this man.
Timekeeper.
And so this is what we're voting on.
I have a question.
Timekeeper.
Yes, timekeeper.
We're out of time. We're 5 minutes with this.
Okay, so if I have an extension for time, we can... Do I have an extension of time?
Madam Chair, I have only a point of information before voting.
What's your request for information?
Did the entire board receive this pension plan audit?
I believe you did. I believe we did. Didn't you send it to us? Eileen sent it to us.
I didn't. That's why I'm asking.
I believe Eileen sent it to us.
To the whole board?
Yes.
Or just the motion?
No, the whole thing.
Okay.
What date was it sent?
I think she sent it. Let me see.
When?
Let me check.
Okay.
Well, while you're looking, I'm just going to jump in, even though I'm not authorized. I learned what I learned, how confusing it is, by listening to the audit committee meeting of October 1. So go back and listen to that. We're
yeah, you don't have the floor. You don't have the floor, William. Well, you know, I'm not sure if she sent it. I think she sent it. I can't find it. I'm pretty sure she sent it. So, do I have an extension of time on this item?
And we vote, Madam Chair.
No extension of time. Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay.
And Bill, just point of information, Eileen sent it to us on November 15th.
Thank you.
May we ask if there is an objection?
Yes, Madam Chair, I want my vote being recorded.
Was it November or October 15th?
I think it's November. October. I think
November.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so is there any...
4:26 Central Time.
So, all right. So, are there any objections?
I sent it to everyone on November 7th as well.
Right.
I object, Madam Chair.
Okay, vote time, Mr. Pro Tem Secretary.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Adriana Casanave?
Pass.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
I'll abstain since I did not receive it.
Abstain. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz. No, he's not here. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen.
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Gwen Lark.
Abstain.
Was that abstain? I couldn't hear what she said, Dwayne.
Abstain. Dwayne abstains.
Okay, Dwayne abstains. Your volume is varying. Okay, Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Afia Wangaza? Can't hear you, Afia. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
Yes.
Muscula votes yes. Pulling back, Adriana Casanev?
I vote no.
Adriana votes no. Athea, I didn't hear you.
No.
Athea Mongaza? No. Okay. Let me count. Twelve yes, three no's, two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Chair votes yes. That's 13 yes, three no's, two abstentions.
Okay, so this motion passes. Okay, so now we go to the next item on the agenda, which is the motion that Adriana put forward. Would you like to read your motion, Adriana?
How much time on that?
Primary signatory. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Thank you.
Yes, we only have 4 minutes left.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana?
May I read my motion?
Yes, I asked you to. Please do.
Thank you, Debbie. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
A motion of AD signature authority. Effective immediately, Maxie Jackson III, Executive Director of the Pacifica Foundation, shall be authorized to be a primary signatory and operator for all financial institutions and vendors, including but not limited to banking, investment, stock, and security accounts for the Pacifica Foundation and all its financial divisions, KPFA, KPFT, KBAK, WPSW, WBAI, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and the Pacifica Affiliates.
Joseph, second it.
Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, I have a question before voting.
Yes. Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Yes, Madam Chair. I believe that in one of the other, obviously we need this motion, that's why I put it there, but in one of our other meetings, I believe that I asked, and Mr. Jackson, our DD, was saying that he was some arrangement we are making with some banks to authorize that. We know that we don't have a secretary in this foundation. Normally, the banks require a motion of the board, the approval of a motion of the board, presented and signed by the secretary to present it to the bank. This is one of the questions. And the second one, I'm really worried, and I asked that question, and I never have that answer. Who are the signatories of the 26 accounts? I know that some people are not even anymore employees of this foundation, and they are still being signatories in the accounts. Mr. Jackson, do you have any of that information? Do you know who are the signatories in the 26 bank accounts that the foundation has?
I can't speak to the 26 accounts. What I can say to you is that Wandrin and I had conversations, several with the Bank of America in Oakland, or I guess in San Francisco, Berkeley. And in doing so, they executed a replacement of my name as a signatory over Tom Livingston. We also went through the process of identifying there were several names of people who were no longer either employed or affiliated with the organization, and so we terminated those credit cards. I don't remember if it's accounts, but it's certainly credit cards, so that I could have an active credit card and
conduct business on behalf of the organization.
I know, but for example, I remember that Miss the secretary of the foundation, Janet Coburn, was authorized by this board to sign in some accounts, and for example, in some of the accounts in Berkeley, the people didn't, reject her, even when it was a motion of the board. I want to know how is the status and what happened with the special account that this foundation votes to keep the money separate from the operating account, the one that we hope that we can use to pay the part of the JC loan. I want to know what's happening. That account still with the foundation. Yeah.
Wandrin probably can
1 minute, 10 seconds.
Wandrin
1 minute, 10 seconds.
These questions in greater detail. She is the one who has the ongoing conversations with the banks. The actions we took were primarily regarding credit cards and removing names of folks who shouldn't have been on there and making sure that I was able to carry out some of the tasks that Tom Livingston had done previously. Was just a substitution for the executive director.
All right, thank you all. Thank you all very much.
For me,
can I just get, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing no objections, Bill, what's your question?
May I make a motion to for a continuation meeting? Or when can I do that?
Well,
that's not a question. Well, I'm guessing when can I do it?
I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have a meeting on December 6th, and will any old business we haven't finished from before or new business can go on there? Okay.
But we may have to wait an hour or two on agenda approval, though, if it's not a continuation meeting.
I second the motion.
No, I don't think you. I don't know if you can continue. This is a special meeting. I don't believe you can do continuation. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Parliamentarian, can you do adjourned meetings? I think they're called adjourned meetings or continuation meetings is the same thing. Can you do those for special meetings?
Yes, you can, as long as they don't come after a regular meeting.
This would have to be before our regular meeting. It couldn't be our regular meeting, because if it was our regular meeting is in 2 weeks, or rather in 2.5 weeks. I mean, it was 2 weeks from Thursday. And,
well, my motion is to do it on the 29th. That was a week from the week from Thursday.
Motion after this. After me,
could you bring the member to order, please?
There's a motion on the floor to have a continuation meeting. Do I have a second?
Carol seconded it.
Second.
On the 29th of November.
Correct.
Yes.
Madam Chair, may I have the floor?
It's 12:03. I actually do have an extension of time. We need an extension of time.
Why, Madam Chair, I'm not recognized?
10 minutes
to... extension of time.
Extension of time, 10 minutes.
Our meeting is adjourned.
10 minutes extension of time, Mansoor.
Okay, this is going to take
a
two-thirds vote. This is going to take a two-thirds vote. Bill, please take the vote.
Okay, this is to extend time. Grace Aaron?
10 minutes.
Yes.
Give me a second, let me make sure I write this down right. Okay, Grace votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
I vote no.
No. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Corey votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
Vote no.
Joseph votes no. Catherine Davis? Can't hear you, Catherine. Jen Goodman.
Yes.
Jen votes yes. William Heerwagen.
No.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Pass.
Pass. Theo Wangaza? Enter Yafia. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscula Washington?
No.
Muscula votes no. Going back. Kellern Davis? Anteria Catherine. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Afia Wangaza? Anteria Afia. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor votes yes.
Mansoor votes yes. So let me count. 10 yes. 5 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Somebody muted the chair.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Andrew Nancy.
It.
We can't hear you, Nancy.
I'm sorry. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was 10 yes, 5 no. Do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Chair votes no. Someone need to vote on just my motion for continuation?
I'm sorry. That failed?
We still need to vote on the motion on the floor, though.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry that after midnight, we cannot do
more. Adriana, you don't have the floor.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me, you do not have the floor. We're in the middle of a vote.
Okay. Oh, the motion was never properly on the floor.
Who made the motion
for adjournment?
Someone has the floor. One second, please. One second, please. The vote is, the vote was.
Can you hear me now? This is Catherine. I've been trying to vote, but no one was hearing me. So can anyone hear me now?
Yeah, Catherine, we hear you.
Okay.
But the vote is over and announced. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, I know. I apparently was not able to vote, but I wanted to make sure you could hear. No. Thank you.
Yeah, point of order, William.
The vote has not been announced yet because I got interrupted. All right.
You are
so what is the count?
Well, can I vote?
Well, how does Catherine
yes,
vote?
You can vote until the vote is announced. Go ahead.
I would like to vote to extend time. Thank you.
No, we are. That's what we're voting on. That's what we are voting on.
What are we voting on?
Well, Catherine did not vote on this extension of time.
She did not vote earlier.
Yeah.
It's going to be 11-6.
Did I record her vote now?
Or would it be 12?
Come on.
Adriana? Will everyone please stop interrupting?
Yeah.
So when I unmuted, the vote was 5-10, and I had not yet voted.
Yes.
Bill?
That's correct.
All right. So I vote no. That's 16.
And he still votes
that's
no.
That's 16. I have the floor. Stop interrupting me. The vote is 16. The votes are 16. 5-6, 6 no. 10 yes. 2/3 would be 11. This motion failed.
11,
we are adjourned.
11, yes. I'm
we
sorry.
Are
we still need to vote
yes.
on the motion.
We are
no.
adjourned. We are
no,
adjourned.
No, no,
Nancy,
good night.
We didn't
excuse
vote on the motion
chair.
On the floor.
Madam Chair.
There were 11 yes.
There were 11 yeses.
Madam Chair, all of you who are left, who are here on the call,
wait a minute. I asked for an extension of the vote of the time to continue this meeting, and the motion failed. We are adjourned.
Madam Chair, there were 11 yes and 6 no's.
Goodbye. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're done.